Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
1969 saw lots of major events. Apollo 11 landed on the moon. It was the year the U.S. began bombing Cambodia, and the year the Woodstock Music Festival took place. Something major happened in Mexico City, too, and is still significant today. The subway system opened there. The STC is one of the largest metro systems in the world and also one of the most peculiar. KJZZ's Rodrigo Cervantes reports on how this public transportation system is also one of the largest cultural centers in Mexico.
Every day, 5.5 million people ride Mexico City's subway with its 195 stations and 140 miles of tracks. And as you walk into one of its stations, you discover a karaoke and a public piano inviting you to sing or play a song. Paulina Contreras is a music student, and today she's practicing a Coldplay tune.
Muy bien, porque así la gente explota su talento. Pero nada más siento que hace falta más.
Contreras says the subway piano is great for people who want to show their talents. And this is just one out of hundreds of cultural experiences in Mexico City's metro. Vanessa Bojorquez is the subway coordinator of cultural activities. We meet at the Metro Museum, which opened 2 years ago to preserve the history of a subway while hosting temporary exhibits.
Muchas veces ha sido denominado el museo más grande de la ciudad.
Bojorquez says the entire subway could be considered Mexico City's largest museum, with more than 30 murals, dozens of sculptures, museums, libraries, a planetarium, a movie theater, and even a pyramid.
Y es el adoratorio de Hecatl.
The temple of the Aztec god of the wind is in the Pino Suarez station. It was uncovered during the subway's excavation, and Bojorquez says it's the most visited archaeological site in Mexico, with 24 million people passing through every year. And almost every day, there's also live acts like this one. That's the popular rock band El Tri, playing a classic love song set, no wonder, at a metro station. Bojorquez says the subway's cultural offerings not only embellish the city, but also help bring a friendlier, more peaceful environment to the urban chaos. Bojorquez says most of these activities are privately funded, so thanks to that, the price admission is a metro ticket, which costs roughly 25 cents. And in two stations in downtown Mexico City, the metro just opened two art galleries. One of them displays the works of 300 international artists on a 200,000-square-foot area. Noemi Martinez walks through the other gallery, a pedestrian tunnel covered with screens for a video art installation.
Ay, muy bonita.
She says the exhibit is beautiful. It mixes sounds, nature landscapes, and wildlife with abstract animations.
Que la vida es muy apresurada. Esto te ayuda a pensar a...
Martinez says our lives are so fast-paced, but the metro's art displays help us stop and think about what's truly important, like preserving and enjoying nature and art. For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.